Well, I just love watching her dance. She just looks so happy. I still can't believe I'm actually engaged to the most beautiful woman on earth. Oh, here comes the jump. Come on, babe, you can do it. Babe, are you okay? Hey, shh, it's okay. Don't cry, I'm here. Oh, I know it hurts. What happened? You twisted your foot when you landed? Here, let me have a look at it. Please, you have to let go of your leg for me to see how bad it is. Yes, you can hold my hand, here. Squeeze as hard as you want. I'm here. I'm going to pull up your tights so that I can see your ankle, okay? Good. Does it hurt around this area? Alright. Your ankle has started swelling up quite a bit, and the left side is showing some bruising. You've probably sprained your ankle, baby. No, shh, it's okay, don't cry. It will be better soon, okay? No, you won't be able to dance on it for a while, but it's okay. In the meantime, I'll be spoiling you so much you won't even notice the foot. Oh, hey, Sarah's here with the bandage. Thanks. Here, this will help the swelling. Huh? Oh, no, it's not very tight because the fabric is elastic. It'll place itself in a good way to compress the ankle without me pulling on it. If I do, I might restrict the blood flow way too much, and we don't want that. Yeah, I'm used to this. You wouldn't believe the amount of sprained ankles I'd see in a month. And how few have any knowledge on how to treat their injury. You chose the right girl to date. A physiotherapist and a dancer. Sounds like the perfect couple to me. There. All done. Now I just need you to lay down and put your foot on here. It's so the fluids won't collect and... You're giving me that look when you don't understand a word I'm saying. If the foot is higher up than the rest of your body for a while, it won't hurt as much. There? No, you're not in the way. I don't think they will continue practice anyways. You're the star of the choreography. They can't do this dance without you. But don't worry, love. You'll be up like nothing happened long before it's time to perform. Well, you're stuck on the floor with me. Why don't we try and focus on the wedding instead? What are we going to discuss? Well, how about a dish to serve that won't leave anyone in an allergic shock? How about salmon? Right, your aunt's fish allergy. No, my grandfather refuses to eat any vegetables. Even though he really should. He calls it rabbit food. Sushi? How was I supposed to know sushi was made of fish? You got me, I've never tried sushi before. Fine, we'll go and have sushi on Thursday. Ooh, how about pizza? What do you mean it's not wedding appropriate? Pizza is always the best way to go. It's simple, it's tasty, everyone loves it. And it won't get all over everyone's suits and dresses. So pizza's a hard no then. Gosh, this is hard. Maybe we should just hire a bunch of food trucks to serve the food instead. Wait. You actually like that idea? Yeah, it would mean we could serve several dishes. One that would fit every guest. Who would have thought all this time you were actually dating a straight-up genius? How does that ankle feel now? Not too bad? Let's give it a bit longer and then I'll take you home and pamper you. In what way would I pamper you? Well, I would start off with turning on your favorite show. I'd hand you some ice for that foot. Then I would give you a nice and long massage. Maybe even some kisses? I could cuddle up with you underneath the blanket and we can sit there until you fall asleep. How does that sound? I love you too. How in the world did I manage to get a hold of you? Completely out of my league. That's right. I'm smart, but nerds don't usually get the girl, do they? I guess I must have been extremely lucky. I think your foot is better now. You can set it down. We'll go home in just a second. I just need to reapply this. Wow, look at that. The bandage really did help quite a bit. What was that? You want me to tell you what I'm doing? Alright. I'll start off by your ankle as it's the spot that needs the most support. Then I go up a bit on your leg and then down again. Really working on making this crisscross pattern. Back to your ankle and then past your heel to the arch of your foot and back. And round we go until... We're done. Here, let me give you a hand and help you up. One, two, three. There we go. You can lean on me, just try not to put too much pressure on that foot of yours. Come on, let's go home.